Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
Continuing coverage on the Coronavirus Podcast Network.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome to all my parapatriots. Guess who's not going to Mexico next week? Yes, it is yours truly. Yes, yours truly is absolutely depressed beyond words. What should have been my last show before I traveled to Mexico and sat in the sun and warmth of Cancun has now turned into not going to happen. Thank you, COVID-19. I said the last couple weeks, if I am here doing this show when I am supposed to be getting ready to go to Mexico, you are going to find a very, very upset host of the Paranormal Patriot, and you got him. So I may be angry on this week's show. Can you turn the reverb down there, Dreamer? Thank you. A little bit, thank you. Maybe a little angry on this show, but I think it's well warranted. This is a trip that I really, really wanted to spend with my family and especially my wife, and now we can't go because we are in a worldwide pandemic. So it is business as usual for the Paranormal Patriot this week, which is a good thing because things are still happening. Now, on this week's show, I am recording this show and I am going to post it 2 days earlier than normal. First off, because there are things that are supposedly going to happen tomorrow that I really want to talk to you about. So those of you who listen to it after Friday, old news. But more importantly, tomorrow I have a coronavirus day off. I work at a very successful, very large independent auto facility. I run the front end. And because of the virus, we have slowed down quite a bit. And to save on payroll, the boss asked me, hey, you mind taking Friday off without pay? And you know what? Best boss in the world. Absolutely best boss in the world. I would do anything for him, so I have no problem taking a day off. I walked out of there today feeling like I was getting fired because I'm walking out for the first time in I don't know how long when I'm taking a day without getting paid. But you know what? The things you do for the coronavirus. And hey, Donald Trump may help us out, so woohoo. But this show is going to be all about conspiracies. It's going to be about some rumors floating around. And it's going to be about what you, my listeners, sent to me. Because if you didn't see it, that means either you're not a friend of mine on Facebook or you're not a friend of the Paranormal Patriot. And if you're not a friend of the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, what are you waiting for? Go to the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook and like the page. You would have seen that I noted last night, hey, I'm going to be doing a show a couple days early. I want to know these particular questions. Do you know anybody that has or has had the coronavirus and how bad was it? I asked if you think that we are going towards martial law. And I had a ton of people contact me just in the matter of a day. And I want to go over what you, my listeners, think so my other listeners can get a feel for what my listeners think is going to happen in their world. And trust me, this is American. This is Canadian. This is England. This is Italy. And Italy kind of answered the martial law question already. But this is worldwide. I've got a worldwide base of answers to go by. I'm not going to give a lot of names because they didn't tell me yes or no, so I'm going to go by what they said. But that is going to be the crux of the show. I'm going to tell you what I've been hearing out on the streets, and some of this is pretty significant. And if you're listening to this Friday, you may be shocked. If you're listening to this after this weekend, you may be like, that didn't happen. Or you may be like, oh, this guy was right. We don't know. but this is what I'm hearing. So I want to talk to you about what I've been hearing on the street. And this is from very, very reliable sources. And I want to talk to you about what is going on with this coronavirus. There's a lot of things. There's always news going on. Things have happened in my state. Things have happened across this country. Things have happened across the world that have literally changed where we live, how we live, and changed our lives in general. So sit back, relax, open that mind. When we come back, I'm going to just fill you with conspiracy theories and what our listeners say. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact.
You always said we'd be together, never be apart. Now you're just a liar, cause you played me from the start. I loved you more than anyone, profess my love is true. You betrayed my loving heart, that was just always meant for you. There will come a time and day where you will stop and see. You missed out on the only one that made your life complete. Now I've got to move on and just find another love. One that I can cherish and place no one ever above. I love you, baby.
So this week, I have had this question asked to me more times than I ever have in my life. The question I had by multiple people, and this could be my family, this could be my friends, this could be my listeners, this could just be people that I interacted with during the week. They all had the same question. What are we missing? Why is this so bad? What are they not telling us? And that is the question I have. And as I told my mother, we were talking about this, and I said, you know, I'm missing something. Something is missing in this equation, and it's driving me crazy. I like to pride myself on the fact that I can get to the bottom of a lot of stuff. I can get to the bottom of mysteries. I can get to the bottom of conspiracies. I can get to the bottom of a lot of different things, and I cannot get to the bottom of this. I don't know what we're missing. Because I look at what is going on. Yes, there, I'm going to cautiously say there's a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus. The reason I say cautiously, and I don't want to dispel and kind of make light of how serious this virus is, but listen, the flu infects many, many more people and it kills many more people than we've seen this coronavirus do already. Now, I've had some people say, well, Tom, that's because you're looking at just a little itty-bitty time of the coronavirus, and you're looking at yearly rates of the flu, and they're right. But why does that make the flu any less deadly? You're still killing more people. In America, right now, 22,000 people this year alone, and this is roughly September to March, to the end of March. Where this is March 19th as I'm recording this show. So September to March 19th, 22,000 people in this country have died of the flu. But we don't seem to concern ourselves with that. As a matter of fact, we seem to ridicule these people that are dying of the flu. Oh, they should have got their flu shots. It's a 50-50 endeavor, ladies and gentlemen, with the flu shot. You either get the right strain or you don't. And a lot of people this year, they didn't guess the right strain. And it has impacted a lot of people. As I mentioned last show, my family and I have got both influenza A and influenza B this year. We struck out. I did not get a flu shot. I don't want to inject that poison into my body. I don't want to inject that poison into my wife's body because she's already got her immune system compromised because what she's going through, and I don't want to inject that into my kids' bodies. You know, we've survived as a species this long fighting the flu. We have antibodies. We have defenses that can fight the flu. Honestly, and it's the same thing with the coronavirus. Most of the people that the flu kills, it kills people with underlying health issues. Same thing with the coronavirus. The coronavirus does not kill healthy people. It kills the elderly, the infirm, and those with underlying health issues. But we're not looking at the coronavirus as just a mutation of the flu. And it may not be. It may be more than that. You know, and I'm torn on this. I really, truly am. There's a lot of info out there that this is a manufactured, weaponized version of the flu. There are stories out there that this was stolen by the Chinese and sent back to China as a variation of the SARS virus. They took that SARS virus and made it even more deadly. Because right now, the coronavirus has aspects of the flu, it has aspects of the cold, which is normal as part of a coronavirus. It has aspect of SARS, it has aspect of MERS, and it has aspects of HIV, which doesn't happen naturally that we can tell. So there is very ample evidence that this was weaponized, and it was weaponized in China. Now, to be honest with you, my leading theory as to why this was weaponized is simple. You had 2 million people regularly in Hong Kong that were protesting their government. They were protesting the oppressiveness of their government. They were chanting and they were singing the Star Spangled Banner. How many of those protesters do you see out on the streets today? You don't. France, you had the Yellow Vest movement. And God bless the Yellow Vest movement because they are still going out there protesting. But the Yellow Vest movement, you don't see nearly as many people. Brazil, Venezuela, just naming a few countries that were having people protest against their government. These are the biggest culprits right now that have the coronavirus. I think this was weaponized to stop these riots and these, what they called riots, but they were gatherings of freedom-loving people that wanted relief from their oppressive government. The government didn't want that, so they released this virus. You don't see anybody protesting in China now. I think that's what happened. And it got out and it spread. Now, whether or not that was planned, I've heard people, and we'll go into the listener comments. The listener comments I asked, does anybody know of anybody who has or has had the coronavirus? How was it? And I asked, what do you think your theories are? What are your theories about this coronavirus? And there were many people that said, look, this is China's attempt at biological warfare against the United States. China just signed a trade agreement that really hindered their ability to increase their economy, and it was a really big win for America. They didn't have any choice. Donald Trump was not backing down. Donald Trump was putting tariffs on Chinese goods, and it was severely impacting the Chinese economy. And they knew we have to sign this or else we'll get our economy is just going to be go to shreds. So there's a lot of people that think they signed this tariff agreement, this trade agreement, and then released this biological weapon. It somehow got out in Wuhan in the Hunan province and wreaked havoc there, but it eventually got to the United States. Now, look at our economy. We were at 29,000 and some change before the World Health Organization labeled this a pandemic. And then the cases started to come into the United States. And lo and behold, we are down, as of this recording, we are down to about 19,000. We've lost 10,000 points in the matter of about 2 weeks. Those of you who are in the stock market are losing bundles and bundles of money. Look what this has done to our economy. The states, New York, California, Michigan, Ohio, Kansas, Pennsylvania, just to name a few, Texas, they have stopped gatherings of more than 10 people. Now, here is my issue, and we're going to, and this could be any state, but since I live in Michigan, I'm going to criticize my state on their response. And literally, you could go to your state and see their response and do the same thing. But we have shut down schools. There are my kids are not going to school right now until April 5th. Now, there are rumors, and this is the first conspiracy theory that I have had ample evidence and ample sources, very good sources tell me, Michigan, you are not going back to school this year. You are not having graduation ceremonies. You're not having commencements. And I've heard rumors that they are banning graduation parties. Now, how they can do that constitutionally, I don't know, but that is the rumor I've heard. I've heard from numerous people in the school system that they are being told, do not plan to go back this school year. Now, there are rumors that they're going to end up going back this summer, which is not going to work because most people in Michigan, and I don't know how it is in every other state, but most people in Michigan spend their summers vacationing. Michigan is a huge camping state. We have campgrounds everywhere, and everybody seems to camp in Michigan. Or they go to the lake. They rent a lake house or a beach house, and they go to the lake and they spend a week there. There is no way in God's green earth that having these kids go back to school in the summer is going to work. You are going to have kids out of school half the time. I'm not changing my vacation. I've got a camping trip already planned for July 24th. I'm not changing it. I've already, because of this virus, had to change my Mexico plans. I'm not changing my camping plans. You are going to have kids out left and right. It will not work. And I'm assuming this is every state in the union, in any country that's listening to this show. It's the same thing. It's not going to fly. But my biggest issue is our illustrious governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has decided to close schools. She has decided to close bars, restaurants, gyms, because we are not allowed to have congregations of people more than 10. But why do we still have daycares still open? Daycares. If you've ever been to a daycare, I picture a daycare as a big petri dish. It is a germ festival at a daycare. Kids with runny noses, wiping their face, with putting their fingers in their mouth. It is a germ factory. If Gretchen Whitmer really, truly wanted to stop the spread of this virus in this state, she would close. She would close daycares. Now, I've heard, well, you can't close daycares because the kids are no longer in school and they have to have somewhere to go. If you are really trying to stop the spread of this virus, stop daycares. It's as simple as that. You stop daycares, you stop the spread of the children at daycares bringing the virus in. Well, then they don't have any. You know what? If you don't have anybody to watch your kids, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. You want to know the solution to that? And here is my next conspiracy theory that I have had ample, numerous good sources tell me is coming and it is coming between March 20th and March 23rd. And this is what needs to happen. If this country truly, and this goes for this country, this goes for any country out there. If this country or the country you're living in truly, truly wants to stop the spread of this virus, lock us down. And I know there's a lot of people out there going, oh my gosh, Tom, that's unpatriotic. That's unconstitutional. Lock us down. 3-4 weeks, lock us down. Nobody leaves their house. You bring in the National Guard, and God bless you, you bring in the military. And they deliver food when needed. They deliver supplies to your porch. You open the door, bam, there you go. You stop any bills from having to be paid. You stop any mortgage payment, any rent, any foreclosures, any evictions. You stop them. You really want to stop this virus? Make it happen. The economy is already taking a beating. Shut the stock market down. Stop the bleeding. Tell everybody, stay in your homes. Make it so the only places that are open are hospitals. You don't need grocery stores open because the government will provide you your food. They just drop off a week's worth of food every week for a couple weeks. Let this thing run its course. If you get sick and you have to go to the hospital, you call a special number. Whatever that number is, they send a military escort to load you into their military vehicle. That way, you do not send an ambulance to your house and run the risk of infecting a paramedic. Everyone in the military is wearing hazmat suits that are not going to allow this pandemic to spread. If you really, truly want to stop the spread, you are going to have kickback. There are going to be people that are screaming, oh, this is martial law. And it is. It is. But if you do it right, if you tell people, listen, this is what we need. If you want your life to go back to normal as quickly as possible, we need you to spend 4 weeks in your home, in your yard, not associating with anyone other than your family. At that point, the virus will have run its course. It will die. It will have died out. And then we can begin the process of rebuilding the nation, rebuilding the world. We have to take hard steps at this point. And I understand you are going, and it's going to get rough. It really, truly will, because you are going to have those who feel that this is the perfect time to take what is not theirs. And you need to have the military. Right now in Michigan, and this is no disrespect, I am a big supporter of the blue. This is not any disrespect to the police officers and the policemen and women of this state. But there are reports that people are calling the police for crimes and they are not responding. You need to be able to have somebody respond quickly to the roaming gangs that we are going to have. You are going to have people that take that situation and look at it and say, I can excel in this. They're going to gather their gang and they're going to go around the neighborhoods and they're going to take things that are not theirs. They're going to take your food, they're going to take your weapons, and they're going to take your ammunition. And unfortunately, they may try to take your life. You need to have a way to protect yourself. I have mine right here. I now have a way to protect myself and my family. But if you are smart, if you are in a neighborhood, like my neighborhood is basically just it's a neighborhood. It's a subdivision. You mesh with that subdivision. You build a plan. You have patrols patrolling your subdivision, protecting you from what is inevitably going to be bad people that are going to take advantage of the situation. And it's going to happen. Don't think it won't. It will happen. But we need to just stop the spread of this virus. And the hard truth is that we need to quarantine each other. We need to just sit in our houses and do nothing. Spend time with your family. It is going to be rough. But in this situation, obviously, the government thinks it's so bad that they are shutting down. Las Vegas is shut down. Restaurants, bars, casinos, all the strip clubs, although the strip club owners are getting pretty smart, all these are down. They are shut down, not open anymore. Although the strip club owners are now having drive-through strip club shows. Yeah, no. I'm not going to drive up to a window and watch a strip show. It's just not my thing. But that is what's happening. As I mentioned before, Pennsylvania has now officially, as of March 19th, 2020, starting Friday, which is March 21st at 12:01, they are shutting down all non-life essential operations. So essentially, hospitals and maybe grocery stores are now shut down. Everybody's out of work. Everyone is out of work. So Donald Trump, if you are listening, do it. Shut the country down. Shut the borders. Hell, you have wanted to shut down the border to Mexico since you were running for president. Here is your perfect opportunity to do so and have it a legitimate reason. Do it. Shut down the country. Stop all bill payments. Stop all mortgage, rent. Stop any money going out of these people's pockets. Because listen, if you put these people in quarantine for 4 weeks, they're not going to be making any money. Suck it up. You said the economy was doing phenomenal. Show us. You want to give every couple $1,200, every family $2,400 starting April 6th, and then send them another check if this whole situation is not resolved in May. That's up to $4,800 per family. Shut it down. Shut the country down. Stop the spread. That is the easiest, simplest way to stop this. If you are not allowing this virus to go from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, what's going to happen? It may go through a family. But if you are a healthy family, you're just going to have the sniffles. Unfortunately, if you have a family that has elderly or immune deficient people in it, you may be in for some trouble. But you call the military, they send you to the hospital, into their specific quarantined area where they're not going to interact with other patients. It's the only way we're going to stop this. The only way we're going to stop this. Because look at Florida right now. Florida right now is in the midst of spring break. They have told people social distancing. And listen, I hate the term social distancing, and I hate the term flatten the curve. These are terms that have been concocted by the media to just inundate our senses, to inundate our minds, so that's all we say. Well, I want to be social distancing. Flatten the curve. Rise above this crap. Rise above what the media is just telling us what to say. Be individual. Be yourself. How about, I'm going to stop the spread of this virus. That's as simple as you got to be. You don't have to flatten the curve. You don't have to social distance. I understand that those are the quote-unquote buzzwords, but I'm so tired of hearing them because all they are those. They are buzzwords. Just stop the spread of the virus. But back to Florida. Florida, they have told people, stop going to the beaches. And these spring breakers are going to the beaches. So much so that the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has basically said, party's over. Get out. He is done with nobody listening to this. Now, I understand that it's spring break. And these younger generation feel that they're invincible. They don't have any symptoms, and they're not prone to getting the coronavirus. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you're eventually, somewhere in that whole mass of humanity on these beaches, somebody is contracting and somebody is spreading the coronavirus. They go home and they spread it to their parents, and their parents spread it to the elderly neighbors, and it just continues to spread because you decided not to be smart about it. And that's what this is all about. Now, I know if you go back and listen to the first two episodes of The Paranormal Patriot, I'm telling you, they're going to put us in a pandemic. They're going to put us in a quarantine. Fight it. No, I've changed my views because I've seen what is going on with this virus. We need to be put in a quarantine. We don't need martial law. And let me tell you, first off, how do you spell martial law? And if you say M-A-R S-H-A-L-L, you're wrong. Martial law is M-A-R-T-I-A-L. That is martial law. Martial law needs to be spelled correctly. I am so tired of watching these posts on Facebook. Well, I think we're going to go into martial law. Who's Marshall? Marshall Mathers? Eminem Law? Really? It's martial law. We, in Michigan, we're kind of in partial law. We're not in full martial law. We're kind of in partial law because all the restaurants, all the bars, all the gyms, everything that we would congregate, all the schools, unfortunately not all the daycares, but all the sports activities, anywhere where you would congregate with a massive amount of people, which in this state is more than 10, has been banned. So that's kind of partial law, and there's a lot of states and a lot of areas around the world that have this same ban. But again, my question is, okay, 9 people together are fine because they're not going to spread the coronavirus. But if you put that 10th person in there, then you're going to spread that coronavirus. It's all or nothing here, everybody. If we really, truly want to stop the spread of this virus, we just stop. We become hermits in our home. We connect with our families again. That's what we have to do to stop the spread of this virus. For you telling me no more than 10 people in a group at one time, you're telling me that 9 people together are not going to spread this coronavirus. But you put that 10th person in there, that extra person, that just changes the whole scenario. That changes the whole dimension of this coronavirus situation. And it doesn't work like that. You could have 2 people together and you are spreading the virus. So how do you stop the spread of the virus? You stop people from congregating together. How do you do that? Unfortunately, you quarantine. Listen, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be necessary. If the United States, if the country that you live in wants to stop the spread of this virus, we have to get quarantined. But there's more to it than that. You can't just quarantine people and say, well, there you go, you're on your own. Hope you have enough food and hope you have enough water and hope you have enough medicine to survive. We'll come back in 6 to 8 weeks and see if you're alive. There's more to it than that. And after the break, I'm going to talk to you about what would happen in a quarantine, at least in this house, what is going to happen in a quarantine. And then I'm going to tell you real quickly what my listeners, I asked my listeners what they thought about this COVID-19 virus, and they answered me. I'm going to tell you what they said and what they think is going to happen. But before that, right after the break, you're going to hear the conspiracy of all conspiracies that I've ever had on this show. And it's from very reliable sources. So you need to sit back, relax, open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot or the Coronavirus Podcast Network, whatever you want to listen to. You're listening to it. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. So hypnotized.
sees you in my mind. Yeah. I'll settle tonight. I'm blind by your light. I've been given chances and abandoned.
Hey, everybody. This is Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you want to be a part of this show, you have to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, that email address, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Matthew and Seneca Diamond, Kevin Killen, they all contacted me and they were a part of this show. And lo and behold, those shows were some of the most well-received shows in the history of the Paranormal Patriot. If you have an event, if you have a promotion, if you have a book, if you have anything that you want to discuss with the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, trust me, the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot want to hear from you. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and I will get you on this show to promote whatever you want to promote. It can be a book, it can be a promotion, it can be a convention, it can be just a view you hold, but you need to contact me. Again, that email address is ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you want to be part of this show, you have to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net.
Something. Listen, after I leave, baby, you miss me. Living my best life is what I like. I never know what you think feels right.
You know, I'm telling you, I have my phone on during this broadcast, during the recording of this broadcast, and I usually do not. The reason I have my phone on is because things are just breaking left and right. As we speak, 1 minute ago, this is 10:01, so 10 o'clock on March 19th, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, California Governor announces stay-at-home order for California residents. I'm pulling the info up. California Governor Gavin Newsom announces statewide coronavirus stay-at-home order. And I'm going to read this to you. This is breaking news. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday evening announced he's enacting a statewide order for residents to stay at home, a wide-reaching order for the most populous state in the country as the coronavirus spreads. So there you go, breaking news on the Paranormal Patriot. California, basically quarantined. And that leads me to my conspiracy among conspiracies. Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2020, and at this present time, it is 10:04. I'm going to tell you right now, this past week, I've had over a dozen people tell me the exact same thing. Two of these people were police chiefs in different townships surrounding my area. One of them has family members that work for the CDC. I've had somebody who has family members working for, apparently there's a national hospital organization that is in this country. And then I've had another person that says, hey, I have people in the military all telling me the exact same thing. And that same thing is between Friday and Sunday of this week, so between March 20th and March 22nd, we are going to be on national lockdown. You just heard on the Paranormal Patriot breaking news. Nobody else has mentioned this prior to me, that California is now on national lockdown. You are to stay at home in California. My sources have told me between now, which is Thursday night, and Sunday night, we, on a national level, will be on lockdown. That is not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing. But for those that are listening to this show, before that happens, please, run to the store and grab what you can, because it's going to be rough. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be rough. It's going to be rough. But this is what we need to do to stop the spread of this virus. Here in Michigan, we have activated the National Guard. I have had numerous people send me pictures and send me texts saying, Tom, National Guard, there are Humvees all over the place in my area. Now, according to Governor Whitmer, Governor Whitmer has said that these National Guard are being activated to help in the distribution of health supplies. Nobody I know believes that. You don't need the National Guard to do that at this time. We have in our state, I think it's 8 to 9 million people in our state. We have right now 333 people that have tested positive for the coronavirus. Why do we need the National Guard called up? I'm going to give you some more information that you haven't heard. Now, granted, this information is coming from Michigan because that's where I live. But you can take this information and apply it to wherever you live. I have a friend who has a friend. I was privy to that conversation on the phone. I was right there when he was talking to this person who is a Michigan State Special Forces. He works for the Michigan State Police, and he works in the Special Forces Division. And Thursday, when we had these two police chiefs come in and tell us, hey, it's going down between Friday and Sunday. Be prepared. We called this guy because we're like, okay, what do we believe? This is crazy. How I can't believe this. So he called this guy because this guy would know. And he says, hey, so-and-so. And the person that called him had his, I believe it was his 12-year-old daughter, flying to Florida unaccompanied. Okay, they were going to put her on a plane. And it's common practice. You put them on a plane. The stewardesses take really good care of them. Again, my phone is just blowing up right now. The stewardesses take great care of them during the flight. The person that they're going to meet meets them right at the plane. So they know who's going with them. So this person was going to send their 12-year-old daughter down to Florida to meet their friend just as a surprise for spring break. Well, we started getting word that stuff was going down. And he called this person, again, a Michigan State Police Special Forces officer, and said, hey, I got my daughter going to Florida on Friday. I'm hearing rumors. What is going on? And this person, this Michigan State Police officer, said, I don't know what exactly is going on, but we have been told that we need to be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice. Then he said, we are supposed to mobilize on the border. And when that person said we're supposed to mobilize on the border, this person on the phone whose daughter was going to Florida said, you're talking Canadian border? And he says, no, state borders. They are going to limit the travel between states. So this is coming from a Michigan State Police special operative that this guy is friends with. This is not a rumor at this point. Now, I don't know. I can't guarantee that between Friday and Sunday that we as a country are going down on national lockdown. But listen, right now, New Rochelle, New York. What have you heard from New Rochelle, New York? You don't hear anything. It's almost kind of eerie. It's like New Rochelle, New York no longer exists. They're on lockdown. And now the state of California, breaking news as this show was being recorded, breaking news, the state of California is on lockdown. Stay at home. I honestly think that this is what's going to happen within this country. And listen, if you're listening to this early in its broadcast, meaning Thursday night, Friday, even Saturday, before they announce a nationwide lockdown, they have to give you 24 to 48 hours. You need to go get supplies. Get food, get water, get what you can to make your family safe. This is the real deal right now. I don't like the fact that we'd be on lockdown, but listen, we have to stop the spread of this virus. We have to. And if it means a couple of weeks of an inconvenience where I can't leave my house, so be it. I have enough food. I have enough water. I don't think the electricity's going off. And to be honest with you, me not leaving the house is really not out of the norm. I really don't leave the house unless I go to work. So I'll just hang out in the backyard. I'll hang out in the house, you know. It's nothing different to me. Now, to some of you, it's going to be a huge change. Some of you go out every weekend. Some of you go to the bars. Some of you go out to restaurants all the time. You have to learn that during this time, we need to stop the spread of this virus. And to stop the spread of this virus, we have to quarantine ourselves. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but California's got it right. What? Did I really say that? California has got it right. California is quarantining the state, essentially. Stay at home. You know, I'm going to trust that the federal government is going to take care of us. And again, I sound like a true socialist and I hate this. But listen, this is a situation where we have no control. We can't go to work. If you're in the restaurant, the bar, the gym, or any type of social environment that's non-life-threatening or life-essential, you're essentially going to be out of work. It's not any fault of yours. Don't look bad upon yourself because you didn't cause this. But you have to live through this. And, you know, the government has said, President Trump has said for months and years now how strong the economy is. Well, now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. And let's see it. You now have a chance to shut this thing down, but not make it devastating for the citizens of this country. Let's do it. For those of you who have said, hashtag not my president, for those of you who said Donald Trump is not my president, I don't expect you to take that check. I wouldn't expect you to. Give it back. Because if it wasn't good enough, if President Trump wasn't good enough for you before, well, when he wants to give you $2,400 or $1,200 or $1,000, he's not good enough for you now. So if you haven't supported President Trump, I really truly hope he looks and says, well, that person didn't vote for me. That person has been totally against me. They don't deserve my money. Because, well, you get what you give. And for those of you Bernie supporters out there, if you want a true taste of what socialism is, go to Walmart, go to your local grocery store, go to your local anywhere, and try to find milk, eggs, meat, bread, toilet paper, sanitizer, because that is socialism right there. This is your free education for socialism. And it comes to you at no charge, courtesy of the coronavirus. So yesterday, I realized, hey, I'm not going to work Friday, so I need to get this show out early. And I put on my Facebook page, and again, if you have not liked the Facebook page, go to the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, click the like button, and like the page, because that's where I send the majority of my info on this show. If you haven't liked that page, you didn't know that I said, hey, I'm going to be doing a show early. I need to know this information. Now, again, Normally, I turn my phone off when I do this show. But, well, this week, I couldn't stop leaving my phone on. So, I had a ton of people contact me this week. Jim contacted me. And he says, I'll be listening to your podcast tonight. He sent this to me today. He says, I don't know much about the virus, but I now heard from three people who know people who work for New Jersey and the government that there will be a stay-at-home plan coming out tomorrow, which is exactly what I've been telling you today. He says, not sure if it will happen, but I've got enough food and beer to get me through a month of staying at home. And now, you got enough food. That's good. You need to have enough beer. Because, trust me, the beer deliveries are going to stop. In Owosso here in Michigan, I've heard beer deliveries this weekend will stop. And apparently everybody heard that because when I went to the stores the other day, I went to Walmart, I went to Meijer, I went to Aldi's. Everybody was stocking up on beer. But Jim goes on to say, I own a print shop and we have had only one new printing order, which I shipped out yesterday, since Thursday. Our business is dead, so we decided to close all next week. That is in Clinton, New Jersey. It is always hopping. We have gotten new customers ever since we moved there 3.5 years ago. Now the town is almost a ghost town with the exception of a few businesses who remain open, but business is bad right now. Hopefully this is over soon and everyone can get back to business. Now, I completely agree. I can concur with that. The business that I am in, where I am at, we are without a doubt the busiest car repair shop, auto repair shop in the area. We beat some of the dealerships in sales every year. We are a huge independent shop, and I am proud to work for them. But this has affected us immensely. I'm sure everyone that works for a company right now has been affected in some way, shape, or form that's listening to this show. So Jim has been hearing the same thing that I have. And, you know, quite honestly, I can't believe that this wouldn't be true. So I'm not going to give this person's name, but this person said, check out the Event 201 videos on YouTube. Also Bill Gates on TED Talks from 4 years ago. Not sure if that is what is going on, but it's mighty suspicious. Keep up the good work and thanks for your show. Now, Event 201 was a pandemic simulation right before we got news that this was an issue in China. This was, Bill Gates was part of this. And what I want to do is, I don't want to go into it in great detail today. What I want to do is I want to make next week's show about Event 201. Because if you have not heard of Event 201, my God, you need to hear this. Because Event 201 was a pandemic simulation. And what I will tell you right now is Event 201 was a pandemic simulation that simulated a coronavirus. It was almost too good to be true. I mean, everything that is happening today was part of this pandemic simulation. So next week, you have to be here. You have to listen to this show because what I'm going to play for you, and I wanted to do it this week, but there's no way I have time because of all the breaking news. But next week, you have to listen to what I am going to play for you. And it's almost scary. It's almost as if this was planned. Then I had Dustin, who said, just finished up this week's show. Was curious about your theory about Tom Hanks having the coronavirus. So, Dustin, I sent you an email and I told you what I thought about Tom Hanks having the coronavirus. And I said, hey, Dustin, Funny you should ask. I was just talking about one of my employees about that. I have heard rumors that this COVID-19 is a cover-up. The government is using it as a ruse to arrest corrupt government officials and pedophiles. The strange thing is, right before last Wednesday's fallout, I had a listener email me and say that if I see any celebrities or government officials stating that they have coronavirus, don't believe it. He said that they are using it to avoid prosecution, or they are already arrested and are using the virus as a cover. I'm not sure, but I firmly believe that there is much more going on that we are being told. There is way too much panic. I will be going over this on the next show. What do you think is going on with Tom Hanks? I sent that back to Dustin, and Dustin responded, oops, hold on just a second, I almost lost him here. Dustin responded that, Tom, I think you may be onto something with that. I definitely think that we are not being given the whole story. I also see that this is a way to cause a Second Amendment scare. Ammo locally is becoming scarce. And I can tell you right now, Dustin, ammo here in my area is non-existent. Gun stores, which are normally doing about $5,000 to $10,000 a week, are now doing between $50,000 and $60,000 a week. That is from the owner of a local gun store in my area. They are out of everything. They have no guns to sell. They are basically out of ammunition. People are scared. He went to say that kind of like when Sandy Hook and other mass shootings happened. We had our first COVID case locally confirmed today. Our city is in the expressway for spring breakers heading to the beach. Either way, things are going to get worse before they get better. I'm predicting gun restrictions definitely coming during a national lockdown. And that is the scary part. Dustin hit the nail on the head. I think that this may be, and listen, right now the Republicans and the Democrats are getting along. Because they have to. They have to get along. But I think you're going to see someone in the Democratic Party take advantage of this and say, we need to restrict guns. Right now in Pennsylvania, they have closed all liquor stores. Why? Liquor's bad. I get it. Liquor is not good for your body. I get it. But why close liquor stores? And I don't want to harp on this, but you're closing liquor stores, but leaving daycare centers open. You're not taking care of the issues. Liquor stores are the least of your issues right now. Daycares are cesspools of germs. And lastly, one of the greatest listeners of the show, Seneca Diamond. So I asked everybody on my Paranormal Patriot page. And again, if you haven't liked the page, please do so. You get much more information on the show when you like that page. Seneca Diamond likes the Paranormal Patriot, and I posted on there, do you know anyone who has had or has the COVID-19 virus? If so, how bad was it? I asked, what are your thoughts to the origin of this virus? And then I asked, what are we missing? Are we heading to a national lockdown? Seneca says no. She does not know anyone that has the COVID-19 virus, and she most likely won't. Then she says, I'm not exactly sure on this one yet, which is the, what are your thoughts on the origin of the virus? She says, I'm not exactly sure. Part of me believes that it was purposely released specifically by the Chinese government. And then she says, we are definitely missing something. All of this just doesn't add up. Way more deaths are caused by the flu and other illnesses, but there has never been a panic like this. And she's exactly right. She says, I think of the media report, or I think if the media didn't report on it, the virus would have just ran its course and we would have been fine. I wouldn't be surprised by a national lockdown. Well, she's obviously listening to the Paranormal Patriot. She says, this is what really concerns me, especially when ammo and gun sales are restricted or stopped. Total government control is never good. And this is the crux of the whole show. I believe we're heading towards a national government shutdown. Now, if they just say, everybody stay where you are, stay at your homes, let this run its course, I'm good with it. But if they start putting stipulations, they start putting gun control on the board, if they start putting alcohol control on the board, if they start putting any additional controls on the board, I have an issue with that. All you need to do is stop the spread of the virus. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there that are going to disagree with me, but I truly think the only way to stop this virus in its tracks. And listen, I'm an angry host right now. I missed the trip of a lifetime to Mexico. It is Thursday, March 19th. I was flying out at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, March 25th, to Cancun to spend a lovely week with my family, my brother and his wife, and friends of ours in Cancun, Mexico. I've lost that opportunity. So I'm a little disheartened right now. I'm pissed. So the only way I know to make this better is let's stop this thing in its tracks. Call a national quarantine. California has done it. They've called everybody stay at home. Now, I don't know the details because the details have not come out yet. What are the ramifications if you don't follow this national stay at home or this statewide stay at home? Are you arrested? Are you fined? God forbid you're shot. I don't think it'll go to that extreme, but you know, if we were in Soviet Russia, that would not be beyond the realm of possibility. We don't have to go that far. We just have to tell everybody. And I truly, truly believe that people will adhere to this. Because trust me, people want everything back to normal. They don't like the fact that they can't go to McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's and sit down in that restaurant. They don't like the fact that they can't go after work and have a beer at a bar. They want things back to normal. And if it means 4 weeks, I just had a very, very close person I know tell me, Tom, this is not going to be 2 weeks. This is not going to be 4 weeks. This will be an 8-week quarantine. I'm telling you, as I was recording this show, I'm getting information left and right. That's why this show is all over the board. Because as I was recording this show, I'm getting information from my sources. Listen to the Paranormal Patriot to get your news. Because I have sources, and I have very legitimate sources. I cannot guarantee that between Friday and Sunday, we are going on national lockdown. But I'm telling you right now, I called it before, California will be the first state to go on statewide lockdown. And I called it right. New York will follow. And when New York follows, I think it's just going to be a nationwide lockdown. Do your part. Stock up on food, stock up on water, honestly, stock up on ammunition and ways to protect yourself. Because you will have those people out there that look at this as an opportunity to take from other people. Don't let them take from you. Don't let them take from you. Don't let them harm your family. These are unprecedented times that we are living in right now. Most of us, if not all of us, have never experienced anything like this. This is a bad bug. This is a bad virus. I don't think it's as bad as they're saying. But you know what? It's got to be stopped. We have to stop this bug. And the only way to do it is to just say, everybody's done. Everybody is done for 4 to 6, maybe even 8 weeks, like my source told me. You go 6 to 8 weeks of nobody in contact with one another, this bug is going, this virus is going to die out in a heartbeat. And continue to close off your borders after that for a month. And you guarantee that this virus is done in America. And then we can begin the process of rebuilding. Now, this show, this episode has been pretty much doom and gloom the whole time. I want to end the show on a positive note. And I can't take credit for this because I stole this off of somebody's post on Facebook. But when I read this, I said, yeah, this is exactly what is going to happen. And it says, I know this. When this ends, and it will, every game will sell out. Every restaurant will have a 2-hour wait. Every kid will be glad to be in school. Everyone will love their job. The stock market will skyrocket. And every house will get TP'd and will embrace and all shake hands. That's going to be a pretty good day. Hang in there, world. You know, we are going through tough times right now. But let me tell you. We will persevere. We will get through this. And we will be better because of it. People will learn to save more money. People will learn that hygiene is important. We will be better because of this. This is a horrible situation we are in right now. This is something I never, ever thought I would experience in my lifetime. But we're here. We're dealing with it, and that's all we can do. You know, I had so many people tell me, Tom, this is just the flu. Don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is now something to worry about. We are in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Where you live, regardless of where you live, you may be there already. Or if you're not, you are in the midst of a countrywide shutdown. Doesn't matter if you're in Canada. Doesn't matter if you're in America. Doesn't matter if you're in Ireland, the UK, Germany, Italy, Greece, Egypt, Russia, wherever you listen to this show, Australia, you are in the midst of a possible countrywide shutdown. These are unprecedented times. We need to rise above them. Do what we need to do. Stop being stupid. Don't go to bars. Don't go to beaches. Don't go to large groups. Don't go anywhere. Honestly, if the world just shut in for 3-4 weeks, the virus would die out. Is that too much to ask? 1 month. 1 month. You're done. Just stay home. I think we can do that. We have enough diversions. You know, we'll have to have the people that run the water, people that run the electricity, people that run the hospitals. We have to have them go to work. That's a minute number of people. We can do this. We can make this happen. We need, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need a national shutdown. California, you got it right. Shut it down. Stop the spread of this disease. It's as simple as that. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But it's something we have to do to make sure that we continue to move forward, that we can rebound as quickly as possible. And to be honest with you, more importantly, the most important thing, to make sure I get to my Mexico trip as soon as possible, because that's what it's really all about, making sure that I get to my Mexico trip. So do what you can to make sure I get to Mexico as soon as possible. This can only happen with your support. So support my Mexico trip by doing what you have to do. And if that means just sheltering up in your home for 4 weeks, do it for me. I appreciate you listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any comments, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'm angry. I'm not going to Mexico. But I'll be here next week. That's all that matters. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassis. I will talk to you next week. We'll talk to you later. So keep on driving to the gas drum.